Pseudo-secularists up in arms against the Kerala story. CPM Supremo and Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan has directed State Police Chief, SPC, to register a case against the Kerala story, a Bollywood film by Vipul Amritlal Shah, on the much-talked-about love jihad in the state. Order is in the wake of the allegation that film establishes the fact Kerala is a safe haven for the terrorists. Pseudo-secular forces have started vicious propaganda against the film as soon as the 40-minute teaser has come out. The film states that more than 32,000 girls are missing from Kerala. The terrorists have taken them to Syria and Afghanistan to recruit to ISIS. As soon as the teaser is out, left jihadis have unleashed venomous propaganda. As expected, V.D. Sathisan, LOP in Kerala Assembly, has stated that he film spreads misinformation hence should be banned. The filmmaker had produced a documentary film, In the Name of Love, in 2018. Then ASIFI and ISA workers in JNU campus attacked the organizers of the screening with fatal weapons. The attackers were led by the then University Union Chairman Sandeep Singh. The pseudo-secularist campus leader is now the advisor to Priyanka Gandhi, a natural choice. The filmmaker ventured into this production after meeting the family members of the missing girls in general and the 27 people from Palakkad and Kasaragod who fled the country to join us in particular. Some of them were killed in the fight there and 40 jihadis are in the jails of Afghanistan and Turkey. The same pseudo-secularists, belonging to CPM, Congress and pro-jihadi outfits, who shout from the rooftops for the right to freedom of speech and expression, are seen now crying for the ban on the film. When CPM-led LDF was ruling the state in the past, Cultural Minister M.A. Baby, now the member of party's highest body, that is Politburo, declared Raja Ravi Verma Puraskar to M.F. Hussain who shot into fame for painting obscene pictures of Bharat Mata and Hindu gods. But for the stiff opposition from Hindu organizations, Hussain would have come to the state from Qatar, his country of exile, and accepted the Puraskar. Then the same leftists and jihadis blamed the Hindu leaders for carrying out agitations to kill the right to freedom of speech and expression. When a writer or filmmaker write or picturize something against jihadis and terrorism, immediately pseudo-secularists keep on crying that secularism is in danger and Islam is attacked unnecessarily. In other words, they indirectly agree that both are same. When Peace School, Kochi, included fanatic and jihadi lessons in the syllabus for the KG students, these pseudo-secularists maintained criminal silence. In one of the lessons, one question was incredible. If a friend of yours want to get converted into Islam, what will you advise them? So, what we see is pro-terrorist and anti-national pseudo-secularism in the form of demand to ban the movie. T. Sathisan. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.